This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
Yes, and good day to Jay, or good evening, or good night, if he can stay awake for the show. Good evening to the world famous from the Michael K. Show.
That is me.
Is that the Michael K. Show?
Yes, yes it is.
From the Michael K. Show, Landerson Hooper.
The Landerson Hooper.
Good day or good evening to you as well, Craig.
Home of a podcast that is not out of his grandma's basement.
Nope. It's out of my own basement and your basement.
That's fucking right.
And Barry's basement.
I'm not in a fucking basement. This is not my basement.
Oh, that's right.
You don't know that this is not my basement.
You're in your office. Never mind.
I'm the only one that's legitimate here.
Barry and I are both in the basement.
The Knicks are back, motherfuckers. Everyone was counting us out after game four, Barry. We're done. We're going to blow a 2-0 lead. We had to watch that fucking skinny bitch Halliburton talk so much shit on the Indiana floor.
He's such a piece of shit.
But the Knicks come back with a fucking vengeance in game five. The offensive rebounding, the fucking 90s physicality, the fucking... We're talking shit in this game, Barry. We're talking shit, and we are fucking back.
Dante was talking shit from the get-go. He gets knocked down into fucking last week. He's still talking shit. He fucking throws
he's
it down.
He's talking shit, and he shot 4 for 29. And he's still fucking
still talking shit. Still talking shit.
Doesn't matter. That dunk right there, that dunk allows him to talk as much shit as he wants.
That dunk, the fucking, the moments, the technicals and all that shit, that's enough. You did enough, Dante.
It was awesome. You rarely see those baseline ricochet off the rim put back dunks. And to see that from Dante.
I mean, he had
crazy ups all night. I mean, he had that block in the first quarter where he jumped out of the fucking arena. So his shot wasn't falling, no, but the intensity was there. The whole team brought the intensity. I mean, that was my biggest question mark coming into the game today is like, okay, is everything everybody's saying true? Is what they looked like on Sunday, is this the end, the beginning of the end for the team? You know, is Brunson ever going to get back to looking like Brunson? And out of the gate, he had it. He had that quick step. And they all had the look in the eye.
That's what you want from this team. I honestly thought he was like, this was all about his foot, but he did come back a totally different player.
Maybe he got shot up before this game.
Yeah, but I mean, then what happened last game?
Maybe.
And
he didn't.
The game before that.
Aside from the start of this game where we started off a little flat, once we got that fucking confidence going, Barry, we said it on our text. That was all they needed. I feel like the confidence was zapped out of them in that last game. But after the first half, the first quarter, this was fucking all Knicks the rest of the way. Wasn't even fucking close.
No,
they came back
we won every
at that
quarter.
One moment with 9 straight points from fucking Miles Turner. But outside of that, we fucking dominated. I mean, let's give a hand for fucking Isaiah Hartenstein. 17 offensive rebounds in this game.
This is
great. 12 offensive rebounds.
I'm sorry, 17 rebounds, 12 offensive rebounds.
It's great, but he's...
In time. 31 minutes, by the way. He's, he didn't even play a lot of games.
He's pricing himself right out of New York City. That's what he's doing, unfortunately.
That's fine. Let him do it now while we're in the postseason and we need it. Tying Charles
Oakley's price is not today's price.
Tying Charles Oakley's record of most offensive rebounds in the playoffs that he set in 94. But what a gutty, historically good performance from Hartenstein after what looked like he had a serious injury in game four with his arm and his shoulder.
I thought he separated his shoulder like Randall did.
Yeah, you saw them working him out on the sideline last game, and it's like, well, I mean, is he at full strength? And by golly, yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. By golly, he sure did.
By golly.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, the NBA, and the NHL. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. We out-rebounded the Pacers.
Here we go.
Did you see this number? 53-29.
Well, I mean, at one point, Hartenstein had more offensive rebounds than the Pacers as a team had total rebounds. How could you expect to win a game that way? I mean, that's pathetic.
And the Knicks do it on a night when they trot out a small lineup with Deuce and Brunson in the backcourt, DiVincenzo at the three, Hart at the four, and they still managed to out-rebound the Pacers like they did. And that's all... That's all just intensity. That's outworking the opponent. That's knowing what you need to do to win the game.
And Deuce has been ice cold and not playing well this whole playoffs, it seems. And yeah, he starts, he plays 40 minutes, 17 points, four assists, fucking clutch. And how about Alec Burks off the bench, guys? I mean,
Alec Burks is a revelation.
Five for eight from three for Alec Burks.
Huge.
That's
what the Knicks need.
52 points in the last three games for him. 52 points.
You know, you're looking around, you know, everybody's looking at this team. Where are you going to get your scoring from outside of Brunson? And then you have a performance like that from Burks. And it's just, you know, it gives you a little bit more confidence going forward.
Mm-hmm. Josh fucking Hart. He kind of got benched in that last game, right?
Yeah, he was the first. He was the first rotation guy.
He was the first guy out. 18 points and 11 boards. And yeah, I mean, he's the heart of this fucking team. Him and I Hart.
It's crazy, though, because I texted you guys both towards the beginning. Like, he was so tentative at the beginning. Like, so many times he'll drive to the lane and just dribble them back outside, or he'll drive to the lane and he'll pass it to somebody, or he'll have an open three and he passes it to somebody. So to end up with like 18 points when it looked like in the beginning he was passing up shot after shot after shot.
You get the sense that he knows what he's out there to do, and that's all the dirty work, grabbing the rebounds, giving guys extra chances, pushing the pace. And you get the sense that when he's on the floor with guys like Deuce and Brunson and Dante, he feels like there's so many better options than him, even Hartenstein, to do something with the ball on offense. And it's almost like he feels like he's not worthy to do it. And there's going to be a better opportunity, even when he's wide open. And even when he puts the ball on the floor and charges to the basket and finishes the way that he does. So it is a weird aspect because he has that killer instinct. And yet he does have those moments where he's tentative out there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's confidence, right?
Yeah, and he also committed a bunch of turnovers in that first quarter also, you know?
Which has unfortunately been a trend of his.
Yeah. I think they said he's averaging like four or five a game. I mean, that's a lot.
Mm. Yeah. But, you know, you mentioned Hart. Getting that extra time, you know, on the bench last game. I mean, that's one of the only silver lining of getting blown out in a game when guys are running on fumes. And, you know, it's been said before, you know, over the last 48 hours of, you know, leading up to this game, is that, you know, at least you can pull those guys early, give them some extra rest, not, you know, light the candle at both ends, making him go all 40, you know, 40 plus minutes in a close game.
He sat,
you know, a loss is a loss. As
he
JJ
sat
Redick
9 minutes
said.
Tonight.
I love,
also,
I love extra rest. By the way, love extra rest. By the way, now we're going to get a lot of extra. Now we're going to get a lot of extra rest because
we're
going to
say everything like that because of Hartenstein,
Friday.
Craig. Yeah. As a nod to Hartenstein, it's extra rest.
Yes.
It's the Hartnick Schleif podcast.
The big dummy.
Hartnick Schleif. We don't play until Friday now.
I know.
I mean, I don't know the last time we had 3 days between games.
Yep, and who does that benefit, Craig? That benefits the Knicks. Come on.
Jalen Brunson. I mean, how good he fucking looked today. 44 points, 18 for 35. Just fucking the Jalen Brunson we know. Because the last two games, he hurt that right foot, not the Jalen Brunson we know. And now he's going to get fucking a couple days off here, which gets me so excited for game six. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, we all want to fucking close this thing out in game six.
I mean, listen, we blew game three. Like, we should have taken game three. So, we can win game six in their building. I mean, we won game six in Philly, correct?
Yeah, I mean, look, talk about a swing. Because that, Jay is exactly right. Because when they're up nine in the fourth quarter and the Pacers come back, you know, Nembhard hits that shot, the wind gets taken out of their sails. And then, I mean, talk about your balloon getting busted in game four. All the momentum swung that way. And I don't care, you know, home, you're winning at home and they're winning at home and you're coming back home. You still don't feel confident here at the Garden. You try to trick yourself that you do. You say, all right, the fans have to be loud, get behind this team. Let's see what they come out with. They fucking did it. They turned this thing around. So momentum obviously is back on the Knicks' side. They didn't squeak out this win. They did to the Pacers just about what the Pacers did to them. They just did it in long form instead of the Pacers, you know, knocking the teeth out of the Knicks in the first round. The Knicks did it the long way, but they still won by 30.
It was almost the same exact score as the last
almost.
Game, which
yep.
is fucking crazy.
I was looking at that. I was like, oh, I wonder if the score is going to be the same or can the Knicks actually get a bigger point differential than them? And how about holding the Indiana Pacers, the best offensive team in the NBA this season, to 91 points, something that never happened for them all season long. You got to go back to December 12, 2022.
Yeah,
is
I just
the last
read that
time they've
somewhere.
Been held to that.
I read that somewhere recently.
Yeah, I fucking tweeted that, bitch.
Oh, that's right. You tweeted that.
This I'm looking at this photo on ESPN that might be the greatest photo I've ever seen.
What's that?
I'm going to show you guys.
The greatest photo you've ever seen.
Look at this photo of Jalen.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
It's fine.
Barry's like, it's not the crazy. He's got the fucking fingers up in the air after hitting a three. The crowd behind him fucking, it looks like the fans
it's
have lighters
in their
hands.
It's a beautiful
hands.
Picture. What can
but
I tell you?
That's fucking beautiful. This is Pitts right there in front of us. What a night. We have to win in game six, by the way, because for
Why?
Mother's Day, I left our family Mother's Day celebration at 2:45. Because I had to be home in my basement for game four.
Okay.
And then, of course, we get blown out, yeah. right? So we've got so during the game tonight, my family is texting about celebrating a birthday at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And I'm not even responding because I'm the guy who had to leave at the last game to go watch a blow us get embarrassed. And I didn't want to say, like, what about game seven for the, I don't want to be that guy. So we have to close this out.
Well, for Mother's Day.
Plus the last time on Mother's Day when I left, we lost. So I'm gonna fucking have to watch it there. I'm gonna have to watch it there.
Yeah, because if you go and if you leave, that's not good.
Because if I, then yeah. I'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking? I know Barry doesn't want to hear this shit. Because before the game, he texted me and you that he thought all of our superstitions were what? Stupid? Yeah. Or you're sick
he
of
said,
it? Or whatever
enough
the fuck
of
the, you said.
Enough of this shit.
Yeah, because.
By the way.
Yeah,
Barry. Enough with you. All right, we do what we have to do.
How about that?
Fuck you, Barry.
But going back to Mother's Day, you know, my parents were up from Florida. We were getting together, 10 of us. You know, my sister, her family, for dinner Mother's Day. They pushed the reservation back to 7, so that we can watch the Knick game ahead of time, and then we end up calling back the restaurant to change the reservation back to earlier after the blowout.
Yeah.
By the third quarter, like I guess we could go to dinner.
And how often do you not even watch the fourth quarter of a playoff game?
I know. Crazy.
That's how bad that was.
So bad.
Yeah, it was
and
was
I didn't
bad.
Feel comfortable in this game until like probably like a minute and a half left. I was finally like, all right, looks like we're going to win. You guys want to hear some voicemails?
That's too long. That's too long.
I want to hear some fucking voicemails here. Let me just say the first voicemail, DJ finally got through.
Okay, good.
He has been calling basically as I'm delivering the podcast at like 11 or midnight these past few podcasts. He's been leaving his voicemails and email just missing. He made a point tonight, I could tell, to leave us one right after the game. So we're starting off with DJ. It's going to feel so good for you, DJ, to finally get through here.
Let's hear somebody else. Let's hear somebody else instead.
Clay,
they'll put him off.
Let's not do DJ?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Let's listen to somebody else. If we get to it, we get to it. But no, I'm just fucking around. I'm fucking around.
No, he's not.
Fucking around.
No, he's not. But play DJ.
Here we go. Here's DJ.
Wow. This feels so good. This feels so good, man.
No, play the voice. Not a
matter with you. That was it.
Stop
that can't
it,
be it.
Fucking motherfucker.
Here we go.
So the buzzer sounds. The New York Knickerbockers won 121-91, game 5. This was a fucking answer to the blowout in the last game. Isaiah Hartenstein with 12 offensive rebounds. 12 offensive.
Are you fucking kidding me? Is he fucking kidding me tonight, Barry?
Oh, no.
Is he fucking kidding Blandy for the second week in a row?
That's where it drops?
Blandy's frozen again.
Oh, Blandy's frozen.
Barry. The last week I edited around it because I don't think I put in the show. I just wanted to make it seem like a seamless show, but we're fucking leaving in this time because this is the second fucking week this has happened. What's with him playing a voice in the middle of the first voicemail again?
Yeah, Barry? You're right. That's exactly when it happened last time.
Is his computer having trouble playing things? This is so bizarre. So here we are waiting for Blandy once again. He just dropped off. Now we don't even see him frozen, and now we got to kill time. Until when's he going to come back? You think he's going to text tonight saying again?
No.
What happened, guys?
No, because I mean, hopefully he realizes that we know what happened. He'll get back on. Gives me a chance to give you one of the what I thought was a tweet of the night by Fred Katz from The Athletic at the moment
that
Precious Achiuwa lost his shoe. And you know, he's running around with the shoe. He tweets simply, Precious no Shua. Precious no Shua. I thought that was good.
Blandy is texting me that his whole house just lost power.
Hmm. You're kidding.
My whole house just lost power.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Fuck.
We may have to do we may have to run the voicemails ourselves.
Did you see the lights go out behind me? Because
No, you froze before that.
Oh, all right.
Are you scared right now? All right.
It's a little weird. I'm in complete darkness. I don't like it at all.
All right, so Blandy
is back.
What is
he flashing the flashlight on? Is he looking for something like burglars coming in?
Blandy has come back and he lost power in the middle of playing DJ's voicemail. DJ, we're not going to be able to get to your voicemail, unfortunately. So call back for the next show. We might be able to get it on.
What do you mean?
I'm just fucking with DJ. Oh. But you, by the way, Blandy is there with a flashlight. You're scared. You're in the pitch black dark. He can't stop looking over his shoulder.
I don't think
nobody's coming
bit.
For you, Blandy. Nothing's going to happen to you. We'll protect you.
I don't
know. Who's
like
back there?
Why do you keep looking over your shoulder?
I don't know.
Can you
be
stop?
On the lookout here?
All right, we'll let you know. We got your back. We'll let you know if anybody's behind you.
Blandy, watch out. Someone's coming right behind you.
That's not funny.
Oh, my God.
You know I sleep with my glasses on because I'm afraid of being murdered, so.
Is that true?
Wait, yeah. Hold on. What?
That's insane,
I sleep with
bro.
My glasses
Do you think
on.
Someone's going to stab you in the eye and your glasses are going to protect your eye?
No,
or?
I sleep with my glasses on because, God forbid, somebody breaks in and they try to kill me and they leave thinking
is
they killed
kidding?
Me.
This is a revelation.
Are you
Who sleeps
kidding?
With their glasses on? That's
sleep
horrible.
With my glasses.
Oh, my God.
Because what if, like, I'm not sleeping with them because I can't see, and then I survive, and the cops are like, well, what did the person look like? And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't have my glasses on. But hold if I on, have my but glasses don't you, on.
Don't you sleep with that device?
I just, that's in my mouth. I don't have the CPAP machine anymore. I just have a thing that's inside my mouth.
So why just be uncomfortable with something in your mouth? Why not put glasses on your face?
It's a crappy old pair of glasses. It's just, you never know. Somebody might try to stab me to death, shoot me, leave thinking that they killed me, but I'm still alive. And so
do you sleep on your side ever?
I start off on my side and I end up on my back.
Wow. God, the side of your glasses right in the side of your face. All right, we're getting off track here.
Okay, let's go. Let's go back to DJ's voice, I don't know how much data I have for this. Let's do this.
So the buzzer sounds. The New York Knickerbockers won 121-91 game 5. This was a fucking answer to the blowout in the last game. Isaiah Hartenstein with 12 offensive rebounds. Amazing job. JB, 44 points. Burks, great offensive performance. Deuce McBride. Let's fucking go, guys. Let's fucking go. We are alive. DJ out. Peace. See you Friday.
Welcome back, DJ. By the way,
did you hear that if the Celtics clinch tomorrow, or today, if you're listening today, or tomorrow, that the Knicks will play at 6 o'clock on Friday?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is
The holdup is? Why it's TBD?
Yeah. But if the Celtics were playing Friday, we'll play like 8 or 8:30.
That game, by the way, on Friday night is on ESPN, which means it's going to be Doris Burke, right? That's what that means.
I don't know. Mike Breen. You can watch a fucking game. I know you're probably excited about a 6 p.m. start, but I can't watch a fucking 6 p.m.
I don't want to listen to Doris Burke anymore.
But you get Breen.
I can't take her.
I'll take Doris Burke if I'm getting Breen.
No. I can't stand that.
Tonight wasn't bad.
No.
All right, who's up next, Landy? Next, what do we got?
Well, boys, I don't know what else to say, but let's fucking go, Nick. It's Darian. I'm out on my post-game jaywalk. And I just got to say, I'm just so proud of this team, man. It's just amazing. Every game they show the toughness, man. To be honest, I don't even know if the game finished. I was just leaving the gym, and by the time I left, we were up by 20, about 2 minutes left in the game. I'm assuming we won. If not, this is going to be really embarrassing, but regardless, just all game.
You're
at
the gym during the game 5?
Jesus. Hartenstein? Stein? Harten Lightbright, whatever. Amazing rebounding, man. Mitchell Robinson being out, we still got our guy. We still got our guy here. Everybody stepping up. Dude. Brunson, all-time great Nick. All-time great Nick. All right, guys. This is too long. Let's go, Nick.
All right. Next one.
Nice.
Swing! Next win! Huh? Next win!
Ralph's
win
back.
By 30 and lead the Pacers 3-2. And I think we're going to the Eastern Conference Championship.
All right.
Wow. When have I ever said that before? Wow.
1999, I'm sure he said it. 1994. Right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Nobody's going to hear it on the show, but we are dealing with some difficulties because of your internet right now. But it's all good. It's good to hear back from Ralph. The voicemails are playing funny to me and Barry, but I'm sure it's fine for everyone else.
Hey, it's your old friend Johnny Bones. I know I haven't been around in a long time. And
Johnny Bones,
Johnny Bones like that, is back. Everyone's back.
I love that you guys are still doing the pod, and I know that in the beginning of the season it seemed like maybe the pod was going to be retired, and I just want to say I appreciate that it's happening. When it comes on, I listen to it right away. Sometimes I wake up in my bed, it's 6 a.m. I have my headphones in, and I just look at my phone. Hard Knicks Life? I play it at 6 a.m. in my ear. I pump it into my ear still to this day. It's my favorite Knicks pod. So that's all I want to say. I don't want to say anything about the Knicks. I want to talk about you guys. I just want you guys to know that I love you, and I'm happy that you're putting in the effort. So if you ever think about retiring, just know that I love this shit. Keep it up. Let's go, Knicks.
Okay.
I love that he said he pumps it into his ear twice. Like there's another way to ingest this podcast. You know, like some people are playing it in their asshole or something. But no, awesome to hear from Johnny Bones. Long time.
We will pump you up. We will pump you up. And Johnny Bones, I don't know if you want more content from us. Just listen to the Michael K. Show because Blandy, pretty much every day. What are you, a guest on the Michael K. Show, Blandy?
He's a regular.
I've become a semi-regular.
Can you play that clip or you don't have it?
They talk about him when he's not even on the phone.
I have. Yeah, that's true. They do talk about me after the fact. I have the clip of him apologizing about the...
Well, first, let's hear what he said.
Let's play that. Do you want to play that clip? You want to just explain what happened the first time you called and then just play
that clip? Yeah, sure. So for the last couple of years...
You want to play the first
one? Yeah, play the first one.
Does he have it? Do you have it?
No, I don't have it ready. I do have it ready. Sorry. Okay. Yes.
All right.
I do have it. Hold on. Let me just pull it in here.
So Blandy spends hours.
No, not hours.
I think he puts more time into trying to call the Michael K. Show than to our
That's
own
not
podcast,
true. I do it when I'm driving home from work. That's when I do it. So,
Blandy, just be careful because there's like a dark shadow over your shoulder.
Don't do that to me. Please don't do that. Do you want me to play Do you want me plugging the show or just everything afterwards?
After.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just them.
They talk about you after you plugged it, right?
Yes. So I went on and, you know, for a couple of years, you've been asking me to actually plug the show and I never do. And so I finally plug the show, and then later on in the show, we got this.
It's for Wondery. They pay for people to produce it and be there. It's a whole operation.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment, Don. It's a commitment.
Yeah, but I mean, the podcast industry to me is a little bit of the Wild West.
It is.
I love them to tears. Blanderson Hooper has a podcast.
Right, but...
Well, why are you saying something bad about Blanderson Hooper?
I'm not. I say I love them to death. Everybody has a podcast.
True. But not all podcasts are equal. But
all right. So we got that. Then I called in yesterday to talk Knicks basketball. And at the end, I got... let's see... If I can find it at the very end, I got this part. Let's see.
Hey, Alexa.
Wait.
Talking about a different series.
Now,
here. And we're talking about a different series.
Now, Blanderson, I want to make things right with you, okay? Because I facetiously said last week, well, even Blanderson Hooper has a podcast. But his podcast is attached to a podcast company that's a legitimate company, Bleav. BLEAV.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's a legitimate podcast. It's not like out of his grandmother's basement.
No, this is no fly-by-night thing, Michael. This is real stuff.
You got it. Well, I wanted to make that right. Real stuff. Because everybody seems to have a podcast, but Blanderson has a legitimate podcast.
It's legitimate?
It's legitimate.
Legitimate, Jace?
So is it legitimate enough that you would actually possibly consider being a guest?
I don't go on podcasts.
I'll just leave it.
Shot down real fast.
Michael's not the Blandy, one to be now, on, though. Now,
really. I'm going to be honest. Now that you've done it, and now that it's like a thing, you got to keep it being a thing.
Yeah.
This should be the topic every time you call.
The podcast?
All right, guys. Yeah, the podcast. Yeah. Yes. That's going to do it for the show, guys.
I feel like
the music's playing. We can still talk for a couple minutes, but... Well, you know, like, I feel like Blandy is running on fumes right now.
Yeah, I am. I'm in the dark.
So what do you want to get across here, Barry? You wanted to read us some quotes or something?
Yeah, there's a great Dante quote that Stefan Bondi just tweeted out. And here's Dante about the dust up with Miles Turner. He says, "They're trying to be tough guys, and that's not their identity. Nobody's going to fight in the NBA. Take the foul and keep it moving. You're not a tough guy."
Nice. I mean, I loved all that shit.
It's a good quote.
That's how I feel about Tyrese. He's always talking so much shit. So much swagger.
It's easy to talk shit when you're up by 40 points in a game. But he's disappeared in multiple games.
For NBA players, but... Yeah, Miles Turner. Who is it? Isaiah Jackson in the first half?
Yeah, he's another one. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's the one that leveled Dante.
Yep, and I think we lost him again.
No, I think
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're here. I mean, everyone's gonna hear you normal, but Barry and I, you're breaking up, you're speeding up, you're slowing down, you're talking over much. Voicemails. Like, can't figure out what the fuck's going on.
Not much
but
I can do.
The other great thing, though, to take away
shadow over you.
The other great thing to take away from the end of this game is, you know, the buzzer sounds. You see, you know, Brunson. Here I go again. Brunson, Hartenstein,
Resch,
Hart.
Brunson.
You know, they were all on the. They're all on the bench, you know, at the end of the game. So buzzer sounds, they stand up, they're walking through the court, no smiles on any of their faces. You know, I think New York Basketball might have tweeted the clip out, but it's basically, and he basically said, you know, they know the job is not finished, and that was great to see, because it's not finished. You know, you haven't won anything yet, even with the performance you had.
Nope, they got to fucking buckle down here in Game 6. At least give yourselves a shot in Game 6.
We got to
yeah, but it's not give like, yourselves a shot. Tonight don't definitely felt like a must win. Tonight felt like a must win. Friday is not, because again, you're going to Game 7 back at your building. But tonight surely was, and they took care of business.
It's not a must win Friday, obviously. Tonight felt like it, obviously wasn't. But yes, if the Pacers had won...
No, tonight was as close to a must win as you can get.
Right, but technically, obviously.
Without the technicality of it, yeah.
But I do trust these guys, no matter how many people we are down, to come out swinging when we have to.
This fucking team.
Guys, Friday night, next show.
Team.
This fucking team. DJ, back again. All right, guys, we're going to get some rest. The Knicks are going to get some rest. We all deserve it. We've all earned it. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Knicks win! Knicks win! Knicks win!
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.